Welcome to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself in the process. Your host is Lynn Crocker. Each week, Lynn demystifies your brain's processes and shows you how to utilize tools that you already possess to identify habitual thought patterns that are not serving you. You'll hear from Lynn and other industry experts who will help you understand how your thoughts create your reality and how you can use this awareness to change your life from the inside out. This is all right here on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International.
Hi, and welcome to Create Your Reality. I'm your host, Lynn Crocker. Today I'm chatting with Shelley Wilson. Shelley is an intuitive medium, Reiki master, author, and spiritual teacher who assists others on their spiritual journey. With respect, truth, integrity, and love, Shelley honors your free will and recognizes that you are co-creating your reality with the universe. She offers private readings, intuitive coaching, Reiki sessions, and workshops. Shelley's books, 28 Days to a New You, Connect to the You Within, and Journey into Consciousness, are all available on her website, ShelleyRWilson.com, as are her courses, Stop Existing and Start Living, and Open Your Heart to Love. Today, Shelley and I are going to talk about the power of making conscious choices and how viewing all experiences as opportunities to grow enables you to live a life that is free of self-blame and judgment. It's going to be a great show, so settle back and relax while I welcome Shelley. Hi, Shelley. Thanks for joining me today.
Hello, Lynn. Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity to join you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, so, you know, as most of my listeners are aware, you know, one of my passions is just really helping to empower people with information on how they can, you know, begin to create that reality that's in line with their desires. And one of the foundational activities is really taking responsibility for the choices that they make. So, Shelley, share your views on the importance of making those conscious choices.
Well, absolutely. And I have to tell you, I wrote the book Journey into Consciousness, and a big part of writing that book was taking responsibility for those choices in our life, whether we make them for ourselves or others, such as our parents, made them for us. Mm-hmm. And so to me, seeing things from that higher soul perspective and really allowing ourselves to recognize that every experience that we encounter, including individuals that we encounter, are part of what makes us us. And rather than question or feel like we're being punished or anything mm-hmm. like that, I feel like it's really important to see it from that higher soul perspective and take responsibility for those choices.
Yeah, absolutely. And you made a good point of whether we make the choices for ourselves or as when we're children, we often don't have the power to make the choices. So choices are made for us, but it's
right.
Still from that higher perspective, everything that's happening is kind of happening for a reason.
You are exactly right. And you know, a lot of people play the blame game, and I'm just acknowledging that. And I played it too. You know, it's one of those things until we get to that point in our lives where we wake up and we see things differently, see things clearly, see it from that higher perspective where we're able to see things in a different way. And the more that we are able to take that responsibility and just say, you know what, And some people do not believe in reincarnation, so I am honoring that as well. But I personally believe that our soul chooses to come back to Earth again to have experiences. And when we recognize that our soul chooses our parents, our soul chooses experiences and everything like that, we're seeing it from that soul perspective that we can take responsibility for. And it's a huge leap in faith and a huge leap in evolvement when we're able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, it's like people play the blame game, and it's a way of shifting responsibility in a way. And so listeners and anybody that's taking this information, I mean, it is sometimes difficult for people to say, well, I didn't want this, or I didn't create this, or my choices didn't create this. And what do you say to somebody that's still really kind of fighting through that?
Well, you honor them where they're at, for one thing. Okay. And, you know, at some point in their life, they may be able to see things differently, and some may not. Some may be at that stuckness or that struggle mode or just in that place for as long as you know them. And that's okay. That's the beauty of all of us having this human life experience, that, you know, we can make excuses and it's not good or bad, but some people just aren't at that place in their life to take responsibility for their actions. But the more that we recognize that we're energy, our thoughts, our words, our actions, our energy, and the more that we empower ourselves to stay in that power, to make those choices with clarity and with cognizance and just being in that place of yes. Yes, okay, I trust that everything is happening exactly how it's supposed to. It's just one of those things. And Lynn, you know, recognizing, as I said before, it's not good or bad, and some people may never be able to get that, and that's okay. It's not for us to judge or us to be critical or anything like that. We just bless them and say, okay, I acknowledge this.
Mm-hmm. That's a really lovely approach. Again, instead of looking at somebody that perhaps you know they're playing the victim game, or you know that they're limiting their own ability to be happy by choosing to be a victim, but just blessing them where they are and praying or meditating, whatever someone does over somebody.
Absolutely, and looking at this in another way as well, I mean, who are we to say that our reality is better or worse than another person's?
Yeah.
And, you know, each one of us has our own perception or perspective of how we view things, and who are we to say one is better or worse, as I said, or good or bad?
Mm-hmm.
It's just where we are at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really beautiful way to look at that. You're right. Who are we to judge somebody else and say they should be doing this, they should be doing that?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where we bless them and honor them, and even for ourselves personally, oh my goodness, we tend to be our worst critics, don't we? And that self-talk, that mind chatter.
Mm-hmm.
And when we become aware of what is actually streaming through our consciousness and we recognize those thoughts, those words, that energy we're emitting, and then when we become conscious that that's actually what we're putting out to the universe and what is being reflected back to us because the law of attraction, what we put out comes back to us, we're going to begin to realize that, hey, maybe I need to be a little kinder or a lot kinder to myself, and maybe I need to, you know, speak more lovingly rather than so critical, because I can tell you, too, that how we talk to ourselves, we would not stand for if someone else talked to us in that way.
That's for sure, and nor would I speak to anybody else in the way
that
I have caught myself speaking to
myself.
You know?
So it's time for us to zip it and stop it and just love ourselves for who we are, be kind to ourselves, and recognize, too, that there are no mistakes in life. And sometimes that's really hard for people to understand. But when we can see it from that higher perspective and recognize that every experience we've ever had, that we are having or that we will have, are opportunities for learning and growth. And when we view it as such, we're going to take a huge weight off of our own shoulders.
That's for sure. Yeah, and that's really very true. I know when I was moving into my consciousness and getting to understand all of these concepts, and I would think something or do something, and then I would view it like, oh, why'd you do that? That was stupid. And
right.
You know, and then once I started to, as you're saying, smooth that out and view it as, well, okay, I did this and I got this result and I didn't care for that, so what can I do or think differently to get a different result? And it's almost like being a little bit of a detective.
Well, it is. And the thing is, you know, the only way for us to learn and grow is to have experiences. And those experiences that we would perceive as bad or we have regret for, more than likely we're not going to repeat them again. And that's why we're having those experiences to begin with.
And it really does come back to that conscious, though, because if somebody has made a choice and had a bad experience, and if they're conscious of that, then yes, they won't repeat it again. But if they're still in kind of that victim mode and not conscious of their choices, they could repeat it again, not knowing what caused it to begin with.
Well, and that, too, brings up a subject about patterns in our life, you know, these experiences or individuals that we can see, we actually recognize that there's a pattern, and we keep thinking, you know, why does this constantly keep happening to me? Well, first of all, that could be a past life, it could be karma, or it could simply be a life lesson, and your first step is to acknowledge that you see a pattern. And then the second step is to choose to act differently than you did before. And once you respond or react differently, you're going to break that cycle, and it's going to be a different response.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true, and that just reminded me of I was in a not a good marriage. definitely attracted somebody to me that was not a good match for me. But then when I got divorced and started dating again, I was noticing I was attracting the same type of person to me. And it was that thought process, okay, what am I putting out there that is attracting this person to me? And I made personal shifts and then attracted somebody that was perfect, a very good match
right,
for me.
Right.
So, yeah, so you said seeing that pattern, like why are these particular types of men continuing to come into my life? Well, it was me.
Right.
Ultimately.
And that was, you know, a huge step for you, Lynn, and I commend you. Mm-hmm. And I can recognize, too, how happy and how proud you felt once you recognized that pattern and once you chose to react and do something about it.
Yeah, I did, actually.
And, yeah, and here you are. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's just like we should all celebrate those moments, even when we see those, you know, what was I thinking moments and things like that. But in order to make the grade, and sometimes these words that come into my awareness are a little funny, mm-hmm. but, you know, growing up in school, we were all concerned with getting good grades and mm-hmm. things like that. Well, we don't necessarily get graded in life for our experiences. We grade ourselves and tend to be our worst critic. But in the same sense, boy, we are our biggest fans when we allow ourselves to be, too.
Mm-hmm.
And how proud we feel when we recognize, I learned it. I got that lesson. Good for me.
Yeah.
And you know, being in that celebratory mood all of the time and just celebrating those moments of being and those breaths of life and those accomplishments, even when others may not see them, we need to see them for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. What's going on is quite internal, and yes. somebody outside may not see it.
And that's how we create our reality,
mm-hmm.
you know, this energy that we're emitting and how we're feeling and, you know, always honoring ourselves and our emotions, because every day can't be roses and mm. beautiful and happiness. We have to go there, and some days are not going to be so happy. They're
mm-hmm.
going to be not so what we would perceive to be good, mm-hmm. and they're going to be uncomfortable, and we may get frustrated and angry and things like that, and that's okay. We need to give ourselves a break and let us feel those emotions,
mm-hmm.
and the more that we can do that, the more we're going to clear out that energy that's been bogging us down all these years, whether it was conditioning or ourselves or society or just how we thought things should be.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we get real with ourselves, the more that life is going to get real with us, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you made a great point, is that it isn't always a bed of roses. And everybody,
no.
you're not happy all the time. And to honor, as you're saying, the emotions, honor what you're feeling, and then it allows it to slide through. Right?
Yeah.
Because I guess if you're pushing it away, you're still fighting against it, and it's going to stay there.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I can speak personally. I have days like this, as I recall it. And, you know, a lot of times it goes with the moon cycles, because we know how those can affect us. But, you know, I have these emotions, and some days I just have to feel them. Now, my loved ones around me
mm-hmm.
tend to get concerned, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really having one of those, what I would perceive to be an off day.
Mm-hmm.
So let me have it. Don't feel like you have to make things better. Just be here for me and
mm-hmm.
just let me be in this space of energy. Tomorrow I'm going to be just fine. But until I have this energy and clear it out, and, you know, we have triggers that affect us and
mm-hmm.
people that affect us. If we don't feel them, they're going to continue to affect us for a really long time.
Mm.
But the more that we acknowledge, you know, what makes us feel uncomfortable or hurts our feelings or, you know, causes that emotional pain or grief,
mm-hmm.
the more that we can acknowledge it, release it, move through it, and life does get better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does. And that's good communication with your loved ones.
It is.
Out there to let them know, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah,
you know?
Just let me
thing,
be.
Yeah, the best thing you can do is just to support me. I mean, perhaps leave me alone. Let me ride through this. Yeah, right. And we talked a little bit about, you know, those experiences and viewing everything as an opportunity to grow. And so I'd like to expand on that a little bit, because I think that is still really hard for people. Because, again, you get in... We all get into the place of, oh, that was a good experience, that was a bad experience. So how can people just really pull back and start to view those?
Well, the main thing is if you allow yourself, and this can be a hard thing to do at first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to kid you.
Okay.
But seeing your life not as yourself. You step back, you detach, and you view what is going on in your life as an observer
mm-hmm.
rather than an active participant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it just involves a little visualization where you're not, and I like to visualize myself more up and out, like an out-of-body experience,
mm-hmm.
and just see things and see what's going on, and then that's going to help provide me that clarity. You know, people have challenges in their life. They may be financial challenges. They may be destruction. You know, this weather has affected a lot
yeah.
of people. Health challenges, things like that. And especially when people lose their life or have a terminal illness or things like that,
mm-hmm.
working with my own clients, especially when people have these health challenges, they will say, you know, I just want to be healed. I want, you know, my life to be better. Why am I being punished? Mm-hmm. And I say, this is what I actually convey to them. I said, you know, the first thing is, and this is really hard for me to tell you this, but it's going to be even harder for you to receive, and I acknowledge that. But see it from that higher soul perspective and recognize your soul made a choice to have this experience.
Yeah.
And when you can actually acknowledge it and own it and take responsibility on a soul level, you know, your humanness may never be able to do that, but mm-hmm. recognize it on a soul level and see not as punishment, but see it as that opportunity for learning and growth. See those blessings within the challenges, because there's always something good within those challenges,
mm-hmm.
whether it's someone else coming into your life or mm-hmm. the chain of events or things like that. It's just seeing things with different eyes. And the more, Lynn, that we can stay in that heart space, mm-hmm. because there's two ways to view everything. It's through the eyes of love, which is from the heart,
mm-hmm.
or fear, which comprises every emotion that isn't of the love vibration.
Mm-hmm.
One is not good or bad, but one is definitely a higher vibration, a higher perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can stay in that heart space, see every individual and experience through the eyes of love, the more that you're going to be able to see those experiences and just smile, because mm-hmm. as I said before, there's no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
They're just opportunities for learning and growth. And it will take out the regret, the guilt, the shame, the frustration that we have with ourselves,
mm-hmm.
as well as a plethora of other emotions that we'll feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just seeing things differently.
Mm-hmm. So looking at things from the heart perspective,
yes.
rather than the fear perspective, that does
yes.
feel a lot different than the heart perspective is love, and then as you're suggesting, pull back. I know one of the NLP techniques is to pretend like you're watching a movie,
mm-hmm.
you know, to really just pull yourself out of your humanness
right.
and up to that soul level.
Right.
And then you can maybe start to see patterns that we talked about before, or see whatever. Some things, like you said, if it's from a past life or something, it's not, you're not always going to, your humanness will never understand.
Right, right. And we don't have to. That's the good
right.
thing. We can stop the analysis and
uh-huh.
just allow whatever wow. to come in.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, people tend to get their feelings hurt by others, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we get caught up into other people's life experiences and things like that. And the more that we can just let everyone have their experience and not take words and actions so personally,
mm-hmm.
especially when we know deep down that it wasn't for us or intended towards us or meant to hurt us, we're in control of how we choose to respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can tell you once again, this is sometimes really hard for people to understand, because if someone says something mean, well, automatically our feelings get hurt.
Yeah.
But someone can't make us cry.
No.
We're
yeah.
in control of that. And
yeah.
the more that we can say, I don't want to receive that pain and that energy,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to. I can just let them express their truth or their emotions and their feelings, pull back, practice non-attachment to the outcome, and just let whatever come through, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you made a couple really great points, and one is that we certainly can't control other people, but we can choose and control how we respond to
yes.
them. And I was just thinking of, I'm not going to say it right because I'm not real good at quotes, but the concept that somebody's opinion of you is more a reflection on them than
it
is
on
you.
Yes, it is.
So
and you know, people tend to project things that they're going through onto other people.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can just recognize and not take it personally, you know, let them say what they're going to say
mm-hmm.
and express it, but we just don't have to receive that energy.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's all very empowering. Everything you're sharing, it's
yes.
just, I feel, you know, myself lifting up, and I'm sure listeners too are just taking a nice deep sigh and knowing that there's challenges in life, there's happiness in life, but it doesn't really have to be that difficult and that much of a struggle and clinging and holding on.
Well, you're so right, and everything is energy,
mm-hmm.
and the more that we're consciously aware of that energy that we're putting forth, and letting go of those things that we can't control,
mm-hmm.
the more that we can just be in that flow, and the more, too, Lynn, that we keep our energy very grounded, very centered, and in the present moment, rather than trying to relive or rehash the past, or
mm-hmm.
constantly trying to plan and figure out the future,
mm-hmm.
the more that we're just in the here and now, the more it's going to help us to be in that flow to create the reality that we really do desire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you stop the analysis, you stop being in your head.
Yes.
Which is good. So that brings us to a great point here. I know you have some tools and a piece of wisdom that you can share with listeners that maybe they can easily start to incorporate into their lives. What are some of those?
Well, I have some great tips to assist you in becoming empowered that I'm guided to share. And the first one is to keep your energy grounded and centered. While consciously bringing your energy to the present moment, just as I indicated, because that's where we're in that flow of creation.
Mm-hmm.
Another tip is having the courage to be who you are always and in all ways, okay?
Uh-huh.
We tend to, you know, be one way with some people and others with others, and that's okay. That's not being inauthentic or anything like that, but the more that we can just let our light shine and be who we are, it's so much easier on us. And those people that can't handle who we are, they may not be in our life anymore, and that's okay. It's not a reflection of us. It's just that we don't match frequency or at that vibration, and if they're uncomfortable, that doesn't mean we should have to play it small. A third tip is saying what you mean to say. So the more that you speak your truth and you have the courage to just open your heart to love and communicate whatever you're feeling and setting that intention of coming from that heart space, the more it's going to allow other people that comfortability to communicate what they're feeling as well. Tip four is listening to what your body is telling you, because our body is a great gauge, and the more that we tap into that knowingness, that intuitiveness, anytime we get those physical sensations, you may get tingling, chills, anything like that, just acknowledge it. You don't have to analyze it once again, but the more that you acknowledge it, the more that you're going to heighten that awareness. Tip five is surrendering and releasing to spirit, the universe, God, the angels, anyone that you believe in and resonates with you, anything you cannot control. And the five things you can control are your own thoughts, your words, your actions, your emotions, your reactions. So letting go of the need of what to control of what is beyond your control is extremely beneficial. Tip six is choosing to be conscious of the energy you're emitting. So once again, being mindful of your thoughts, words, actions, that energy you're putting out there. Tip seven is trusting the guidance you're receiving. So once again, you may not understand what it means, and that's okay. But the more that you acknowledge, yes, I'm getting this information, yes, I trust, yes, I know what it will, what I'm supposed to do with it and when, and the more that you take action on it, the more it will benefit you. And then finally, Lynn, is being patient with the progress. So the more that you're in that flow of allowance, the more that you're patient, the more that you're trusting that everything's happening how it's supposed to, even those challenging experiences, those opportunities for learning and growth, the more that you cease that mind chatter, the negative self-talk, honoring yourself and what you're feeling, the more that you're just going to be in that flow of allowance.
Well, those are fantastic, and I know you went through them kind of quickly. I mean, I appreciate the little bit of explanation you get, but I'm going to read through them again, just to reiterate them to listeners, and hopefully I'll get them right. I was writing as you were talking. So it's to keep energy grounded and centered, and then the courage to be who you are. I like what you said there, always, even if somebody's uncomfortable around you, chances are that person's not supposed to be in your life.
You're right.
You're just being who you are. Mean what you say. I love that, and I liked what you said, too, about if you're speaking your truth, it allows others to speak theirs.
Yes,
so
and if everyone had the courage to do it, imagine how humanity and consciousness in the world would be.
Yeah, it would be wonderful. I have a very strong vision of what that would be like, and that's keep putting it out there.
Yes.
I love listening to your body. I think a lot of people discount what's going on in their body, being not aware that it is really a barometer for what you're thinking and feeling. You know, so the heaviness in the chest, the tightness in the shoulders, the headaches, those kinds of things are signals that your body's telling you something. Like what you said about don't analyze it, just be aware.
Be aware of it. Yeah, because some people go into freak out mode.
Right.
They're like, oh, my gosh, what is this? Just acknowledge it.
Uh-huh. That's great. And then a surrender and relax to spirit, which is a lovely feeling. You know, again, it's we don't have to control everything. We just have to be responsible for what's going on within us and release everything else to a higher power, choosing to be conscious, trusting the guidance that you're receiving, and then being patient with the progress.
You got it.
Those are all great. And that last one, being patient, I know that's hard for a lot of people,
too.
Because we want it now.
Most people their life lesson includes patience.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just look at how every day we're getting tested with that lesson. And the more that we just relax into being and allowance, letting go of what we can't control, the more it will help us to achieve that. And none of us will probably ever, you know, get that gold star in patience, but we're going to try.
Yeah. I think that's always something, and we've mentioned it a couple of times, too, that we are human and we have human qualities and a brain that wants to try to figure everything out and wants to make sense of everything. And then we have our soul body that is out of the physical body and in all of the space around us, and it understands everything. It's just our little four-dimensional brains can't comprehend it.
Right.
And so that's the importance of letting go. Because
exactly. Our soul is just saying, just be.
Right.
Just be. You don't have to do. Just be.
Right.
You're human beings, not doings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so stop trying to figure everything out.
Exactly.
So this has been a wonderful conversation. I definitely want to, you know, get your websites in there. I know I mentioned them in the beginning, in the intro. But you've got a couple of great books, and the one that we were talking a little bit about was The Journey into Consciousness. So is that your newest book?
Yes, it is. I have Journey into Consciousness, and I have 28 Days to a New You and Connect to the You Within. And my website is ShellyRWilson.com, and you can also find me on Facebook.
Okay, great. And your Facebook is, if they search for your name, would they get it?
Yes, Shelly Wilson.
Okay.
And all of the links to everything is on my website, too.
You have some great courses. And for listeners, Shelly also has a blog show. It's on Blog Talk Radio. It airs on Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Central Time. And so it would be blogtalkradio.com, Shelly Wilson. And so a little bit, I've had intuitives on the show before, but talk to listeners just maybe for a couple of minutes about what you offer.
Okay. Well, I prefer the energy of the word intuitive. However, I am a psychic medium, and that means I do connect with your energy, provide you insight into your life, offering you clarity. As you can tell, I'm very much a teacher, so I don't just offer you the guidance. I give you tools to help you to achieve the outcome that you desire. In addition, as a medium, I connect with the other side. So I connect with your loved ones that have passed on. I do offer private sessions, and you can learn more about those in depth if you visit the services tab on my website. And then I have intuitive coaching. I teach and also do Reiki sessions, and I do the private readings as well.
I know you probably can't do Reiki over the phone, obviously.
Well, actually, you can do distant Reiki.
Really?
And the way that I do that is we don't set up a phone call or anything like that, but we do coincide a time where you can receive that energy, and then I send it distantly, and then I provide you a write-up with anything that comes through. So I'm making notes, but people do love that.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, too, Lynn, that people have to grasp the idea that energy has no time or space, and to be receptive to it, because for some people, they have a hard time comprehending how that can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do, absolutely.
And I totally get that, too,
yeah.
Because, you know, if you've not experienced before, you know, first trust is involved, and you know, just tapping in and being receptive to what you're feeling as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. People do need to understand that it's only our concept of time and distance that put parameters on things, but energy is just...
Yes, and even doing readings, too. A lot of people like to do face-to-face, but, you know, with our location, it's impossible, obviously, to reach people everywhere because they're not within drivable distance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, recognizing connecting to the energy through your voice, through your energy field, and I'm an empath, so I pick up things physically on my body where you may have blockages or areas of physical concern, and we focus from there and read that energy and provide insight to that.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely. I mean, what a wonderful service, and I'm really glad that you chose to embrace all of these gifts that you have and to bring them to other people, because it's really important.
Well, thank you.
The people that have this. So, listeners, again, the website is ShellyRWilson.com. It's 1L, WILSON, Shelly R. And you can find the books, find information about the different services that Shelly offers. And, Shelly, thank you so much for being on the show. This has been really fun today.
Thank you very much, Lynn, for the opportunity. I appreciate it immensely.
Well, you're very welcome. And, listeners, be sure to tune in next week.
You've been listening to Create Your Reality on Amazing Women of Power Radio, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. Tune in next Monday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time to hear more from Lynn and her guests. If you want to re-listen to this show or previous shows, you can find them at createyourrealityradio.com or createyourreality.podomatic.com. Thanks for listening.